heart of hard. If you don't go with the ritual, your heart will become black. Means you have to be attentive to the ritual. We talked about it over the years. But as a rule, for what? For the fellow who is walking the path. Not the fellow who is in love. The fellow who is in love, he doesn't need to transform or to change. He's there. We are all trying to be there. Remember, you know why Vajrumi wrote this book? Or no? Rumi was a guy like all of us. Much, much better, of course. Right at the beginning, he was a genius. He was a good fellow, well-educated. Then he became a teacher, philosopher, master of religion, and famous guy, and all that. Then, at the age of mid-age crisis, suddenly somebody turned a switch. He changed. He changed so drastically that everybody noticed. Not even only the people who were living in that city. No country. They realized that the fellow has changed. And he explained it. How was the change? I was dead. I became alive. I was sad. I became the happiness. And everybody could see it. This was a fellow, very serious fellow, always in a bad mood. Knowledge will do that to you. A lot of knowledge will do that. Suddenly, he became an enchanted fellow. The fellow who was not listening to music, now he was chanting and meditating and turning around and being happy. Quite natural that his students, they went to him. Of course, they brought the first guy first and said, please, we want to be happy just like you. What should we do? He said, sit down. And he talked for 13 years. There are guys that they want to get it just this session because next session. For 13 years, he was talking about it, to be happy. Here he will say, happiness is there, but logically you cannot find it. Because when happiness is there, it doesn't need even the ritual, nothing. Yes?
If you should call a man Fatima, though men and women are all of one kind, he will seek to murder you as far as it is possible. I'll bet he is good-natured and forbearing and quiet. Fatima is praise in regard to women. If you address it to a man, it is the blow of a spearhead. Hand and foot are praise in relation to us. In relation to the holiness of God, they are pollution. He begat not, he was not begotten, are appropriate to him. He is the creator of begetter and begotten. Birth is the attribute of everything that is body. Whatever is born is on this side of the river. Because it is of becoming and decay and contemptible, it is originated and certainly required.
Are you listening to philosophy? Here he is bringing in really the Aristotelians and all those basics that this should be here, that should be there, that should be there. Yes. And?
He said, oh Moses, you have closed my mouth and you have burned my soul with repentance. He rent his garment and heaved a sigh and hastily turned his head towards the desert and went.
Of course, with so many more emotion than that. Because this is one of the most, one of the best emotional part of the book. Because Moses is really defending the truth. And at the end, the guy will say, okay, we'll disappear, we'll go away, catastrophe. and everybody understands it. Now you have to remember one story, which was the opening of this. What was that? We heard something like this before. Do you remember what he was talking about? Was quoting from Quran, explaining this, explaining that, all of that, because he was looking at the form, not the essence. Remember we talked about the form and the essence? Over there we had this. Here Moses was occupied with the form, that the guy is doing some praying in a very bad form. Now listen to God. Yes.
How the high God rebuked Moses, on whom be peace, on account of the shepherd. A revelation came to Moses from God. You have parted my servant from me. Did you come to unite, or did you come to sever? As far as you can, do not set foot in separation. Of things the most hateful to me is divorce. I have bestowed on everyone a way of acting. I have given to everyone a form of expression. In regard to him, it is praise, and in regard to you, it is blame. In regard to him, honey, and in regard to you, poison.
What's that? Did you hear how he started to correct it? God, first of all, questioned Moses, because Moses did something wrong. We saw it. What was wrong? The guy disappointed, went away.
Separation,
Firab. That from the beginning, he made it happen. God came in and said, first of all, before anything else, you Moses, what are you here for? I pose that question to you. Because Moses is the breath in you, right? What is the breath doing here? Why Moses is here? There are two things to do, to connect or cut off. He said, you are here to connect, not to cut off, period. That's the main rule. Why? You have to have a reason for it. If not, you forget. See, these speeches, these books, normally they are good words, beautiful, blah, 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 blah. You could hear it and forget it. You have to be attentive to remember each part. The remembrance doesn't come with repetition or talking loud. It comes with paying attention. You are here to connect, not to disconnect. Why?
Because you, when you connect, you become we, and when you become we, you understand.
Yes. I would put it a little bit differently, but that will do. Yes. Because we're talking about we, and that we will be here with the connection of all these I. Because if you separate, that will be I. That will be the illusion of logic. The only problem we have with the logic is the illusion of separation. Means your brain believes that there is you and there is the rest of the universe. What a nonsense separation. What kind of division is that? Like saying that this chair is all of it and that little corner of it. We are not even that big. The separation, right? Then let's go back about the subject we are talking about. The main stuff here we talk about is beauty, remember? What about the beauty? What is beauty? One thing only, remember? So there is a tendency. Something is attracting me. Something is grabbing my attention. I'm walking in the earth, nothing. A little flower, suddenly, oh, it will grab my eye. We know that there is the tendency towards beauty in humanity. That's the goodness of humanity. We all love the good, beautiful stuff. That tendency, which is pulling, right? Okay. So, everything is being pulled towards the goodness. Here, your role is to connect or disconnect. From that attraction, a sort of gravity. We know there is a gravity over there. We know even the bad fellows, they cover their act in the form of good deeds. Because everybody likes the goodness, that tendency. Here, we say, first of all, you're here to connect. Never ever try to disconnect. And he will bring in something which is Abhazal Ashiya'e in the Atala. This is the only places that you will find something about the divorce. And he will say, the most disgusting stuff to me is the divorce. But if you pay attention, you will see that over there, divorce, yes, but there is more than that. Absolute is over there. And the difference between the relativity and the absolute. And that absolute shouldn't be applied and could not be applied to the relative. Because here he talks about itlaq, means exaggerating the quantities up to quality, which is not. The absolute is different. Therefore, here, whatever you find is a pixel of that. Every fellow is like a pixel. Therefore, I gave each of them some way to do. Because there is no one way of life. When we say life of a lover, what do you think? How is life of a lover? You don't know anything. It could be anything. The only thing we know is full of joy and happiness. But how is it? It depends. Time to time, place to place, people to people. Because what you see here physically, you don't see the love. You see the behavior of people in love. And that behavior is with the environment, is not. We don't separate, we don't isolate this stuff. So we look at them together. Somebody could do something which is good for that fellow, but will tell you not to do that stuff. This is something that you could experience a lot. Because when you go and see your peer doing something, if you want to do the same, you will be punished. Because that's not good for you. Wherever you are, there is something good for you. Because you are that unique one. You are experiencing a unique way of life. If you will experience it exactly the same I do, and she does, and she does. That will be like a violinist playing one note 2 million times again and again. There is no melody. This complicated stuff, we are a part of it, and our differences will make it. We is conclusion of our differences in addition to our similarities. Both works over there. simply when you leave it to the logic, my brain,